I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Euro trip. Quite a quiet week on the podcast news front. Nothing come to mind.
Yeah, not a lot going on, I'm afraid, Rob. Wish I had some big news to tell you about, but not this week.
Wow, that's a shame. I was hoping we could, you know, start the episode this week talking about something big that's coming up, maybe get the listeners excited, get them in the mood for this week's episode and what might still be to come in national selection season. Instead, though, I do have something for you.
Let's go. Yeah, what you got?
Right. Well, do you remember how we used to, back in the day, stick a little clip, little tease in the opener as a way of sort of trailing ahead to that week's big guest who would be joining us later on in the podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Right. So, in that little folder that you've got there, there should be a bit of audio there. Do you want to click that? Because this should get you and the listeners very excited for what's to come later on in today's podcast.
I did not have a kebab for breakfast.
I couldn't work out whether or not it was a kebab or what it was. And if you'd had it for breakfast, you would have been my favourite person ever.
I should have had it for breakfast.
Incredible. You'll have to tell everyone who that actually is.
So, joining us on this week's episode, Ulrika, off of Norway 2020, that never was, and Melody Grand Prix finalist. And yeah, we have a bit of a chat about a kebab coming up later on today's episode.
As Jon Ola Sander always said, take it away.
For me, Eurovision is much more than just a job. It's part of me.
Giannis, let me say, we were your first ever Eurovision interview way back in January.
I remember!
So Gisli Baldursson, Iceland's commentator, welcome to the Eurotrip.
Thank you very much, and thank you for the Eurotrip. I've been listening to you.
Being face-to-face, yeah, it's awesome.
I was going to say, your beautiful face. I was like,
but it is beautiful as well, though.
We were talking on the phone.
Yes.
Do you want to have a hug?
Yes, please. Yeah, that would be great.
Cornelia Jacobs, congratulations.
Thank you. Give me a hug.
Hi there, my name is Martin Østerdahl. I am the executive supervisor of the Eurovision Song Contest. You are listening to Eurotrip.
Hello and welcome to the Eurotrip, the world's favourite Eurovision podcast with me, James.
Me, Rob.
And joining us this week from Norway is Ulrika. Of course, she was due to represent the country back in 2020 for the contest that never was. And she's returned to Melody Grand Prix this year and has already made the final. And she's stopping by for a chat with us on the podcast this week.
And importantly, as you've already heard, did not have a kebab for breakfast.
You'll have to tell us more about this properly, but I honestly thought that was a joke. You actually talked about a kebab with Ulrika.
That was my first question to Ulrika, but you'll hear what led to that answer later on in today's podcast. But it was brilliant to sit down with her. Of course, she's got such a roller coaster journey involving her and Eurovision, going all the way from 2020, 2021. There were rumours that she'd be back. I think she confirmed, didn't she, that she had been given a wild card straight through to the final in 2021. If she wanted it, she turned that down. Now she's back in 2023 and she is through to the final. So she's one step away from returning, or rather going, to Eurovision for the very first time this year. But also, James, we are talking about another national selection this week as well.
Yeah, Germany are due to announce their artists for their national final. So we'll be chatting to Benjamin Hertlein from ESC Compact. He's going to be giving us the lowdown on Germany's plans for Eurovision this year.
And he will be revealing what he thinks we now know about how the results will be decided. And yeah, as we said, we should probably talk about that little trip we've got to Prague in a few days' time. So I'll be mentioning that later on as well.
So we've got all that and more to come. You're listening on Acast, on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. This is the Eurotrip.
So here we go then, James. On the eve of a very exciting weekend, few days for us here on the podcast.
Yeah, I get to stay in your new spare room.
Well. You think you're staying in the spare room. You're not.
Right, okay.
I was expecting a panicked face from you there, thinking, oh my goodness, I've got nowhere to stay. You will be staying, but you will once again, as you were before we went to Stockholm last year, admittedly in a different flat. Once again, you, sir, will be in the living room.
Ah, wonderful. Wonderful. So I'll also be staying somewhere in Prague as well for the few days after that. That's probably the most important part of the story we should have mentioned.
We will both be in Prague at the weekend and beyond. That makes it sound like we're staying in Prague forever. But yeah, we'll talk about this trip in detail a bit more later on, I think.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. Rob, we were talking last week about Eurovision artists we would like to cast in TV and film.
Yes, one of my favourite subjects that we have covered here on the podcast, because this all comes from the fact that Sam Ryder, of course, has been cast as an animated character in a children's television show here in the UK. So he's the voiceover for that character. So yeah, it got us thinking, which are the Eurovision stars would we cast in any roles from TV and film? Last week, you said that you wanted... Remind us?
Rambo Amadeus is the host of The Weakest Link. You've thought about it, you've had a week to consider it. It works, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess it works as good as anything else, doesn't it? I said Yanis from Cities Ernie for Latvia last year as Captain Jack Sparrow, which I'd enjoy very much. But loads of you have been getting in touch. We'll just go through some of these here. Ahmad got in touch. Ahmad is head of press for the Czech Republic Eurovision. More of that to come. He said Ranella, off of Albania last year, is Tanya's younger sister in The White Lotus, seeking revenge on Greg. Again, if you know, you know. As is the case with all of these, I think. Blue Zone got in touch, said Lordi in Married at First Sight. I'd love to see it. I would love to see it. And Christy said, you know in Friends when it's Phoebe's bachelorette party and she's disappointed her stripper is Danny DeVito? Well, now he's played by Dustin. Sorry, I can't even read it. Now he's played by Dustin the Turkey.
That's a tremendous one. That is tremendous. Fergus also got in touch on Twitter. We're at Eurotrip Podcast. If you want to give us a follow and get in touch with us at any time. Fergus said he'd like to see Daddy and Gagner Magnet in The Mystery Machine in Scooby-Doo. Would it work? I think it might work. I feel like they're all a bit quirky enough to sort of...
I think there's enough
the
of them. Yeah, I think there's enough of them. That'd be good.
Dean as well said Daz Sampson, a teacher in Waterloo Road. I mean... I'm not sure it would work, if I'm totally honest with you. I like the theme, sticking to
I
the theme.
I feel like, yeah, I feel like that's not the role I'd cast him in, but I probably won't say what role I'd cast him in on the podcast.
I feel like he would be, if he was a teacher, it would be that supply teacher you'd get excited about because you get him about twice a year and then sort of regret it as soon as the school bell rings to go home.
Have I ever told the story on this podcast about, I must have done, about how once in history at school... I wound the clock forward while the teacher went to the library to get some book. So I wound the clock forward so there was only 10 minutes to go until like the hour was up, if you know what I mean. And then, yeah, the clock got to the hands on the clock got to when the lesson was supposed to finish. But obviously it was like 50 minutes ahead of the actual time. And she went, "Wow, that did go quickly this week. Off you go then."
So did you get to leave early?
Yeah, we did get to leave early. And then eventually she looked at her own watch and realised about 20 minutes later. And then we had to stay the extra time. So it didn't work in my favour. But I reckon Daz would let you off with that.
I think you would. Yeah, I think you would. One last one from Twitter as well. Joanna, at Joanna Ramble on Twitter, got in touch and said, "Presenting Sam Ryder as ... and a lovely gif of Paddington the bear."
I wasn't sure what you were going to say there. Paddington the toad. That well-known follow-up. But yeah, thank you so much for all of those. Really, really appreciated them. Gave us a right old chuckle. Chuckle. Oh, I'm not sure I enjoyed chuckle.
That's a lovely word. Don't say it too often. It'll wear out the joy of it.
I think there's a little bit of sick at the back of my mouth. Anyway, thank you to all of you who got in touch with that. And if you want to get in touch with this, if you want to get in touch later on about kebabs, I would love to hear more on that from you guys. So get in touch with that at Eurotrip Podcast, Twitter and Instagram. We are now, of course, on TikTok. We're on Instagram at James. If anyone is on TikTok or Instagram, they may have seen you and that lovely analogy from your man from Sunstroke Project from last week.
Yeah, the less said about that, the better.
There was a lot of aubergine emojis used when we were posting that. So yeah, we're on Instagram and TikTok as well, so go check us out there. And you can also send us an email as well if you want. We are hello@eurotrippodcast.com.
Right then, Bob, it's been another busy week. I've just said that, and I don't really think it's been as busy as I expected it to be. I feel like the pace has just sort of plateaued out. I feel like the real busy weeks are to come in February, but this time in January, still, easing us in. Still a bit quiet.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like we need to make the most of it, right? Mm. I feel like we need to make the most of it. Things are going to start popping off, aren't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. Well, you can tell that things are a bit quiet because I'm afraid to say I've taken my foot off the gas, and this doesn't sound genuine, but I've genuinely forgotten to write the news. So,
so pleased. Well, I'm both pleased and disappointed that you've just said that there, because I was about to out you. So at least you've done it yourself.
Indeed. Yeah, I was having my tea. I kind of forgot about it. I've made some rushed notes, but I mean, for each of the stories, it's 5 words. So you might have to help me flesh out the bone. Flesh out the bone, add some flesh to the bone. One of the two phrases.
I'll be staying well away from your bone. Anyway, for the sake of the on-running theme of today's podcast, I'm just going to keep talking, so ignore that. Did you have a kebab for dinner?
I had a vegetable pasta. I did not.
Okay, it's not a kebab. I don't care anymore. No. Please carry on.
I'll say some things. Maybe you can add a bit more detail. So if I tell you that all of the songs, for example, yeah, you, Rob, all the songs for UMK in Finland have been released. What else do you want to say?
I genuinely thought you were going to say something like, if I tell you that all of the songs are out there, some will go to Eurovision. That pretty much sums up the news.
Not as vague as that. No, all the songs have been released in Finland for UMK. They were releasing them day by day. And now all of the 7 songs are publicly released. And now we have to wait until a certain date in February or March for the national final to find out which one
February.
Wins.
It's in February.
Thank you, Rob. In Norway, the second heat of Melody Grand Prix took place at the weekend, and 3 more artists qualified to the final, joining, of course, amongst others, Ulrika, who we'll be speaking to a little bit later on in the podcast. Rob, surely you know the names of the 3 that qualified at the weekend.
Damn right I do. So, of course, qualifying from heat number 2, Elsie Bay, of course, her off of Melody Grand Prix 2022 fame. Swing It and Joan.
Wonderful. Thank you, Rob. How about Lithuania? Lithuania's first heat took place at the weekend as well. And a whole bunch of those songs qualified to the next round, I think to the semi-final, before they get to the final.
They love a heat in Lithuania, don't they? They love a heat.
Yeah, so some qualified, some didn't. Oh, what I do know is there's going to be an allocation draw for the semi-finals of the Eurovision Song Contest.
Are you just using last week's script now, are you?
Maybe. Am I? I think I might be. The allocation draw is less than a week away. It's going to be on Tuesday, the 31st of January. So by the time we speak to you next, well, that's not actually going to be true. I was going to say by the time we speak to you next, that would have happened. But I'll tell you, that's a lie, because we will have a bonus episode coming at some point over the next few days when we're in Prague, which we'll tell you about a little bit later on. Monday this week was a bit of a funny one. I felt like every country was going to disqualify somebody from their national final. In Malta, Aidan has been disqualified for breaking a rule about promotion of the song. So we will no longer see him competing in that national final.
Me and you were just reminiscing, weren't we, about the fact that we have seen Aidan performing live, me and you, although not in a venue that you'd expect.
No, Stockholm, the pre-party last year, a lovely venue.
Lovely, the Melfest pre-party, yeah.
Yeah, it was good fun. More on disqualifications if you want. Two artists have been disqualified from Moldova's national selection. You will be pleased to hear, a massive sigh of relief for you listening, that it does not include Sunstroke Project, who we chatted to on last week's episode. Go and listen back to that one if you missed it. And there was a concern that Riley from Denmark, from Danske Melody Grand Prix, there was a risk that he was going to be disqualified, but then a few hours later, it all got brushed aside and he will remain in the competition. And one last little bit of news for you, it is that over in Austria, their artist will be announced in the next 7 days.
And there are some really intriguing rumours about who or what that artist may be.
Oh, is there? I have been off-grid today, so I've missed it entirely.
You know the hologram rumour that does the rounds every year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's back and it's fallen at Austria's door this year. So we'll see whether that's true, shall we, in a few days' time.
Wonderful. Well, apologies about the state of that news, but hopefully you feel more up to date than you did before you started listening.
I was about to say, hopefully the news next week will be in a much better state, but I think that's unlikely because there is a high probability that me and James may be recording next week's regular episode of the podcast in the departure lounge at Prague International Airport.
Look forward to that one, everyone.
But we'll see whether that actually happens or not. Anyway, we will step across the border then, shall we? From Austria, country you mentioned there at the end of the news, to Germany, because Germany, of course, have been left behind, haven't they, as a member of the Big Five over recent years. We've seen France do very well, almost winning. We've seen Italy winning the contest. We've seen the UK doing very well. Spain, of course, as well. But Germany have unfortunately not been able to get themselves up that leaderboard. Back in 2018, that was their last result where they got an artist on the left-hand side of the leaderboard. So a really long time since a positive result for them. Well, on Friday this week, we are expecting to find out who will be competing in Unser Lied for Liverpool.
Excellent pronunciation. I like how it tails off at the end. You can't do Liverpool in a German accent. It just doesn't work, does it?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But yeah, we'll be finding out those artists later on in the week. So I thought, shall we get the latest intel on what's going on in Germany, find out more about the selection, find out more about any changes that we've seen in that process for 2023. Well, to do that, I had a chat with Benjamin Hertlein. He is from ESC Compact, the largest German language publication covering the Eurovision Song Contest. And I started by asking him how he was feeling with just a couple of days to go until those artists are revealed.
A little bit of everything, to be honest. But most of the time I'm excited. So I'm really looking forward now to get to know the names, who's actually participating in the German pre-selection, Unser Lied für Liverpool. And actually, I've got a good feeling, I guess, because I think the German team, they learned a lot from last season. So they really figured out some things they want to change this year, and I think they changed it for good. And so yeah, I think it'll be okay, and I'm really excited, and I think there will be a lot of good artists, hopefully, and yeah, we'll see.
What is different this year? Because, as I said earlier on, we've got some questions in from our listeners. And one of the questions that Blue Zone asked on Twitter was, what are the broadcaster doing to try and improve results? Is there still an emphasis on radio-friendly songs?
No, there isn't. And that's the best thing, I guess. So they got rid of the radio jury they had last year. And now they had a more like diverse jury. And the jury didn't really decide, so they just gave their opinion. But the ESC team, the delegation, they decided who will be in the pre-selection. And I think that's a good thing, because radio friendliness isn't the most important thing, as we all know, as Eurovision fans. But obviously, that was the most important thing last year. And so now they have like, could take into consideration a lot of other things, like maybe who's already known in Germany, and you know that's good for the figures, the viewing figures of the pre-selection, which is an important thing as well. But also who can give us like a great performance. So I think it will be a very diverse pre-selection, and that's a good thing, I guess.
You mentioned the viewing figures there for the show, and I'm interested as to what the interest is like in Germany at the moment for Eurovision, because of course you've had a run of quite poor results, and has that come through in the viewing figures and in the interest?
Yeah, actually it decreased a lot during the last years, and so I really hope that this year can lift it up again. But the interest is really low, and normal people who are not really into Eurovision, like they have those 2 days during the year. In Germany, as you know, we only have like the final. You know, they don't even know that there are two semifinals, most of the people who are not fans. And of course, the pre-selection. And most people and the media as well, they have a feeling like no matter what we send to Eurovision, we will never get back to the top. And as we know, that's not true, because, you know, the UK, they just proved us like you can do it. If you have a good song and a good singer and a good performance, of course, then everything's possible. And so we need to get back on that track in Germany again.
Benjamin, what do we know about who is going to be taking part in the pre-selection? I know the names aren't officially unveiled until towards the end of this week, but The broadcaster themselves released a teaser video, didn't they, on social media very recently. And have we got a few ideas from that as to who might be in the selection?
Yes, as you said, we don't really know. And for some artists, we don't really know which song they will send, because there are a few options. But I'm pretty sure that there will be some kind of rock songs. We have two bands that really went forward in the TikTok process. One is called From Fall to Spring, and that's the one. And the other one is called Lonely Spring. And I think one of them at least will be in the lineup or in the TikTok voting, because as you know, all the fuss that was going around Electric Callboy last year. So I think the NDR really wanted to have some rock tunes in the pre-selection this year. So I think one of them might actually be in the process. But then we have some German singer-songwriter. One is called Jonah Selle, and the other one, Florian Künstler. And actually, those songs, they are already very popular. So on Spotify, they have like, I don't know, more than 5-6 million streams. So I think those two, or at least one of them, will also be in the pre-selection. Those are just to mention a few. So I think one of them or some of them we'll definitely see in the pre-selection.
Be really interesting to see, like you say, whether those names are there, which other names we get in the selection. We don't have long to wait for that, of course. Coming back to a few of the other questions that we've had in from our listeners about how the act will be chosen. Lauren asks, will it be 100% televote? Will there also be a jury vote? There was another question in about if there is a jury vote, who will make up that jury? Will it be all German? Will there be an international jury? Do we know any of those details?
I don't really know, but as far as I've heard, There will be a jury voting as well as a public vote. The jury will be international, I think, but I don't really know who's in there up to now. But at the public vote, will be split into two halves. There will be one, let's call it radio voting of some kind, so that people can cast their votes during the websites of the public radio stations in Germany already before the pre-selection. But as I heard, that will only be like a few percentages of the public vote. And then, of course, the televoting on the night of Unser Lied für Liverpool. But like the exact percentages or something, we don't really know now.
No, hopefully we'll find that out in the coming days, of course. As well,
but let's hope so.
It was good. It was good to get your idea about what we think might be happening. Benjamin, before we go, I've got to ask you, given that you've spoken about some of the names that are potentially in the running to represent Germany, we know that there's been the move away from radio-friendly songs. Are you confident this is the year that Germany gets up the leaderboard, maybe on the left-hand side of the leaderboard, or even better than that?
Of course, I have to say what we always say, that it really depends on the song. So we don't know the songs yet. So let's just wait till Friday. But I really hope that we'll do at least better than the last place. It shouldn't be so hard. And I really hope that there will be some good songs. There will be some songs who can do good at Eurovision, which is something different. And I really hope that the German delegation will manage to put on a good performance this year, because I think that was also something that was not the best during the last years, to get the best out of the songs we sent. And so I really hope that this year they will improve on that. And as always, I'm just hoping for the best, and I think it will be good.
Benjamin, thank you so much for joining us on the Euro trip. Been great to have you on.
Thanks, Bob. Bye.
A big thanks to Benjamin for joining us on the podcast. Ages since we had Benjamin on the podcast, chatting all things Germany. Looking forward to that national final on March the 3rd.
March the 3rd. And I just had a look at what time it starts. 10:20.
Local time.
10:20 local time, yeah. So 9:20 here in the UK. But yeah, 10:20 local time. It's like Eurovision 2012 all over again.
Hope Engelbert will be up watching it.
Also, apologies there for Benjamin's audio. I hope you could hear what he said. I think you definitely could. I was going to say it sounded like he was speaking to me from a cupboard. He literally was. Literally was speaking to me from a Perspex cupboard. So that might explain that.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Like what you're hearing? Make sure to leave us a review and a rating whenever you're listening.
I think it is about time we chat about Prague this coming weekend, ESCZ. I was just saying things there, just any words that came to mind.
Yeah, you might remember on last week's podcast.
Oh, are you said, going with that? Are you rolling with that?
Yeah, we're going with that. You might remember on last week's podcast that we said there was some very exciting news that we could potentially tell you about, but we couldn't tell you about, and we weren't sure whether it was definitely happening at the time that we recorded last week's podcast. Well, as you will have seen, it is happening, and me and James are co-hosting the Czech Republic selection for Eurovision 2023. Not a sentence I expected to be saying. Absolutely ridiculous. I've got goosebumps saying it.
How do you think you would have felt if 2.5 years ago, when we did the first ever episode, we finished recording and I said, one day we'll be in the Czech Republic hosting their national selection?
It's mad, isn't it? Like, it's really mad. We should clarify what our role is, by the way, in the show. So a wonderful Czech host called Adam Misik, who is doing the honours of kind of hosting the show. He's the front man, if you will. And me and James will be interviewing the artists before you see them perform on the show. So, of course, ESCZ is on Monday evening at 9 p.m. Central European time, 8 p.m. UK time. You can watch it on the official Eurovision YouTube channel. But yeah, mine and James' job is to interview the artists before they take to the stage. It's an important job. We're very happy to take it. And also, James, I've never been to Prague before.
No, that's a good way to kill two birds with one stone. You get to go to a city you've never been to before and host a TV show you've never, well, I was going to say hosted before. Of course you haven't. Two great things to do at the weekend.
You make it sound like I'm going by myself. You're definitely coming though, yeah?
I am, yes. There's a flight booked for me, there's a hotel room booked for me, and I'll be alongside you, yeah. So you'll have seen Melfest before, you'll have seen Melody Grand Prix often. There will be clips of the artists being interviewed before they go on stage. That is exactly where you will see me and Rob. So we'll be chatting to the artists, finding out all about their song, all about them, how they're feeling before they perform live for you on TV.
Really exciting. So honoured, pleased, delighted, excited, all of these words to have been asked by the Czech broadcaster to do the honours. And James, you alluded to it earlier on, we will of course have at some point, because we don't quite know our schedule yet, because we're going to be very busy doing that job, but at some point during our time in Prague, we will have a bonus episode from there, bringing you all the latest from ESCZ and everything we're getting up to in Prague. So do keep an eye on your podcast feeds for that.
Yeah, so we'll hopefully be bringing you chats with the artists on the podcast as well, take you behind the scenes. And Rob, it would only make sense if we try our best to catch up with We Are Domi as well. We're in their homeland. We're on their stomping ground. We should make a big effort to bring them back to the pod.
Fingers crossed. It'd be brilliant to do that, wouldn't it? To chat to Benjamin, Casper and Dominika. But yeah, very excited, and thank you for all of your support. Honestly, we've got so many messages, can't read them all out because there are so many, but it means so much. So thank you to all of you who've been in touch.
You're listening to The Eurotrip,
your favourite Eurovision podcast.
When you aren't listening, find us on social media at Eurotrip Podcast on Twitter and Instagram.
Warming you up for the Eurovision Song Contest.
That's right, this is the Eurotrip. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget you can keep in touch with us online. We love to hear from you. We are at Eurotrip Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. You can follow us on TikTok as well and email us hello@eurotrippodcast.com. Now, a moment ago, we were just talking about Prague. Our best ambitions are to bring you a bonus episode live from the Czech capital. But it's going to be a very busy week next week. We'll also be bringing you your regular episode of the Eurotrip on the Wednesday, but also at some point, probably on the Monday, it's the return of Melfest Monday.
Melfest Monday does indeed return on Monday. Terrified that we're already there, but very excited to be talking all things Melfest once again, because yes, as is now tradition, we will be with you every single Monday for the duration of Melody Festivalen. We will be reacting to everything that happened at the weekend. We will be previewing everything that is happening in the coming week. And of course, on that first episode, so on next Monday's show, we'll be having a bit of a chat about the competition in general. We'll be previewing Heat Number 1, which is taking place in Gothenburg. And we'll also have a special guest joining us to talk us through what to expect as well.
And don't forget, two special guests joining us as well. Two of the artists competing in the very first heat. And I don't think we could be joined by two better guests.
Absolutely. We've definitely hit the right tone with that, haven't we?
See what you've done there.
That's awful. That was bad. But yes, Melfest Monday returns on Monday. Me and James haven't worked out quite when we're recording it or where we're recording it or indeed how, but we'll be bringing you something on Monday.
This is Melfest Monday, live from Prague. Always on our toes, always on the ball. But shall we get to kebab chat?
Yes, that kebab chat on the way in just a second. But we are staying in Scandinavia because we are chatting Melody Grand Prix. James mentioned the three artists that made it through from heat number two in the hastily gathered and loosely delivered news earlier on. Of course, heat number three of Melody Grand Prix follows this Saturday. And then next weekend, we will have the final. And in that final will be Ulrika, who will be hoping to return to Eurovision. But of course, technically, she's never been before. Ulrika was Norway's entry for the Eurovision that never was in 2020 with her song Attention. She was then given the chance to have a wild card straight through to the final of Melody Grand Prix in 2021. She turned that down. She'll explain why she turned it down in this interview. She didn't go back in 2022, but now in 2023, she feels like she has the song to win it and to represent Norway again. That song is Honestly, and we will talk all about that song in this conversation. But we start differently than a lot of other interviews will with Ulrika. And that's what I say to her. I say, I didn't want to make this boring. Let's do things differently. So here's what happened when we caught up. So Ulrika, welcome to the Eurotrip. It's brilliant to have you.
Hi, so amazing to be here.
Now, I want to start this interview, hopefully, unlike anyone else has started any of their interviews with you so far, because this is just what I've learned about you in the last 24 hours or so from your Instagram story.
Oh no, I'm so excited.
So my first question is, what did you have for breakfast? Because it looked incredible. If it is what you had for breakfast, it looked like a big breakfast.
What did I have for breakfast?
You were with Christopher, your manager, or was it dinner?
Oh no, it was last night. I did not have a kebab for breakfast.
I couldn't work out whether or not it was a kebab or what it was. And if you'd had it for breakfast, you would have been my favourite person ever.
I should have had it for breakfast. No, I just didn't repost his story until this morning because I was so tired yesterday.
That makes a lot more sense. Okay, so we've got that. We've learned that you had a kebab for dinner last night, for breakfast.
It was so good.
What do you have on your kebab? This is the important question. Do you have all the sauces as well?
Yes, and I have a lot of cheese. Feta cheese and regular cheese. Oh, I love cheese.
Perfect. I'm just hungry now. Yeah. Okay, so the second thing I want to know from your Instagram story, the dog that you posted on your Instagram story, is that your dog?
It's my dog. Her name is Onyx.
Onyx, what a brilliant name. How long have you had her for?
I've had her for 3 years. I got her during COVID, and she was already 4 years old because I just posted on my Instagram story because we were in lockdown and everything was so sad. I just sang. We have a Norwegian song. It's like, I want a dog. It's a song that you sing that. And someone just replied, we have a dog you can borrow. And I was like, I'll take her. But I was supposed to have her for like a few days and I still have her.
Well, things are obviously going well between the two of you.
Yeah, I just love that dog. So I was like, I'm not giving her back. You just need to give her to me. It's my dog now.
Well, now we know that you had a kebab for dinner and you've got a great dog. See,
yes.
What a great start to the interview. I feel like, Ulrika, that I should probably talk to you about your song, about Melody Grand Prix, about Eurovision.
Yes.
Let's go back to 2020, of course, which is where we kind of have to start with you and your Eurovision roller coaster that I will call it, because you were super close. Well, you were there. You had the ticket to go to Eurovision in 2020, as we know.
Yeah.
What's it been like being on that journey kind of emotionally for you? Because not being able to go despite being selected in 2020, being offered the chance to perform and have a song in the final in 2021, and then finally having a song once again in the final now in 2023 with another chance. I mean, what's that being like to try and get your head around?
Yeah, and I mean, it was just a super crazy year because when I won in Trondheim, we also had the voting issues in the final. So the thing I learned about like in 2020 is that there's a short way between the highs and lows in life. So it was just super crazy, emotional. And at the same time, I lived with my manager, Christopher. And Eurovision was not just my dream, it was his dream as well. And at the same time as Eurovision got canceled, he also lost his dad to cancer. So it was just too much emotions in one place. And I mean, we were sad, we were angry, we were disappointed, and we were happy and we were sad again. Like, it was just so, so crazy. And when I think back at that year, it kind of just feels like a movie. It's hard to remember being in it in a way, because when you get like the news that Eurovision is canceled, the thing you want to do is scream and cry, but like, you know that 10 minutes later you have to be on TV on the national news, like talking about it, so you can't let your emotions out. So it was just a super weird year, but I mean, both me and my manager, we learned a crazy amount of things. And I feel like now we are just even stronger. We're more hungry. We're more ready for Eurovision than ever. So I think like we learned so much that we can bring into this competition and this year. And I'm so psyched. I really, really, really want to represent Norway.
I want to talk about the bond between you and Christopher, your manager. You've already referenced him in the interview. Because I was reading and I was researching before speaking to you this afternoon, and he's been such a special and important person in all of your career, and has inspired your entry, honestly, this year.
Yeah, actually, it feels like I've known him forever, but we met in 2018. I had to look at him now because I'm so bad at numbers. I forget everything. We just had an instant connection and we moved in together, and he wasn't planning on being my manager. We were first just friends, but I was doing a TV show called Battle of the Stars, where you do different genres and stuff. And he just started doing things a manager would do. And I was like, because I was looking for a manager, and I was like, oh, he's living in my apartment. So, and then we were just best friends, and it's kind of weird when you experience so many different things and so many like weird things together. You get a special bond, and that's what happened with me and Christopher. And 2020 made it even more special. And at first it was tricky as well, because we almost lost each other in the whole grieving progress and everything. But now, today, he's like my brother. I mean,
he's the kind of guy you can share a kebab with late at night.
You can absolutely share a kebab with him. And I mean, my whole family, they're just loving him. And he spends Christmas holiday with us, and we're always together. And yeah, he's just like the lost brother my parents never had.
Let's talk about your entry, because it is so special, and it feels like there is still some of attention in there. It feels like there is still some of the song that was so special to you, but it's almost evolved into what we get this year.
Oh, thank you. That was really nice, because that's what I wanted to do as well, because I love the tension. And Attention was like maybe the first song I felt like I had found my voice, my sound and everything. So I knew that if I were coming back, I wanted to have a song that was a bit like Attention, but not Attention. And that was really difficult writing that song, because I mean, people liked Attention, and trying to write something similar but not, it was really, really difficult. And but it feels like honestly feels like a more grown-up me. And it's the most vulnerable and personal song I've ever written. And also it just like the whole show and everything feels, it feels a bit like we wanted to bring some elements from Attention with like the warm lighting and stuff, because there's some nostalgic with that. And but the dress and me and everything feels more vulnerable. And like I've been saying, I wanted the dress to feel, because Attention was a really strong dress, like power. And now I have like a bit see-through dress. It's more vulnerable. And I also wanted the fabric to represent like a snow in Norway, because when you have like new snow and in the morning when you get the sunlight on it, it shines just the way as the dress does. And we wanted to bring like when we sing Till evig tid, we also wanted to do something that represent Norway, but that was natural for me to do. And Till evig tid is like a really romantic and poetic way of saying forever to someone in Norway. So it just felt like the right thing to sum up everything with. And also I wanted to try to surprise people, because honestly, and Attention is like a proper Eurovision ballad, but we were thinking like, how can we do something that will surprise the listeners when they hear it for the first time, and maybe like the second time as well. So it was really hard because everyone was releasing snippets of the song, and everyone was like doing almost a minute, and we were like, we cannot do a minute of the song because then we will be revealing too much. So we had like 32 seconds and everyone was like, what is happening? Isn't the song ready yet? What are they doing? So that was just because we wanted people to have like the first, oh, is that Norwegian? Or well, and when the first chorus is done, you get like the strings doing the da 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 da, and you're not ready for that. So we just wanted to keep that the surprise element there. So we're really, really proud of the song, and yeah, I'm so happy.
I know that we have basically no time left together, unfortunately, but I just wanted to say that the way that the song builds, the way the strings come in, it's brilliant. So
well, thank you.
Done to you and also the rest of the team who have worked on your entry this year. Ulrika, the last thing I want to do is to just give you an opportunity to talk to our listeners, anyone who might be listening to this, who can vote for you in Melody Grand Prix, and hopefully in a few months' time also vote for you at the Eurovision Song Contest. What would you like to say to them?
Oh, I would just like to say thank you so, so much for all the love, the messages, everything. I'm trying to read it all and it means so, so much to me. And my biggest dream is to travel around Europe, meeting all of you and having a great party and spread love and music. So that's what I want to do.
We'll see you at the pre-parties. Fingers crossed. And fingers all crossed. All the best of luck in the final of Melody Grand Prix. Thank you so much for talking to us on the Eurotrip.
When you aren't listening, find us on social media at Eurotrip Podcast on Twitter and Instagram.
I feel like that interview with Ulrika there was just carnage from the very start. What on earth was going on there?
We had so much fun. Honestly, it was so nice to talk to her. I know she was doing a load of interviews the same day that obviously we had the opportunity to speak to her. Brilliant to have her on the podcast. And I just wanted to do things a bit differently, and I think she enjoyed it. We had a lot of fun.
It sounded like it. And also, nice to get an artist come out the shell a bit. Sometimes, you know, as well as I do, Rob, you get an artist who does loads of these interviews back to back. And you can tell if you're at the back of the pile, back of the queue, and they're a bit down. But yeah, clearly she was out of her shell, had a little bit of fun. Really nice to hear. Very excited to see her perform in the final as well in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, absolutely. So good luck to her. Good luck to all the other artists, of course, as well, who will eventually make it through to the final of Melody Grand Prix 2023. Now, me and James have got a lot of prep to do before Prague, so we should probably wrap up today's episode of the podcast. But of course, James, before that, it is time for the 1 second song.
I think I caught up by 4 points last week. Have you checked the notebook? I've forgotten. I think I closed the gap, so I'm fairly close to you, but you've got an opportunity to extend your lead because I've selected the song for you to play with this week. And I'm going to let you know now, I think it's a bit of a stinker.
A stinker is in really difficult and I'm not going to get it.
I do fear that. I really do.
I do love a challenge.
Here it comes then. This week's 1 second song.
You...
Yeah, I've got it.
Immediately?
Yeah, I think I've got it.
Wow.
Although I've forgotten his name and he's been on the podcast. That's unfortunate.
Okay. So Rob is looking for 4 points here. You can play along at home too. You're trying to guess the Eurovision song from that very first second. You're looking for the song title, the artist, the country it represented, and the year it took part in the Eurovision Song Contest. I can see Rob on my screen in front of me. He's sort of miming the lyrics along in his head to try and figure out who and what it is. Let's hear it one more time just to help you along.
You.
Right. I've got it. You said it was a stinger, but I've definitely got it. So the current scores you asked earlier on, because you closed the gap last week, it's currently me 12, you 11. So there's only 1 point in it. Right. I'm now going at this really confidently. After you said it was a stinker, I would like to prove you wrong. I believe it is Norway 2010. Diederik Solli-Tangen and My Heart Is Yours.
I didn't think you'd do it. Incredibly, you have all 4 points.
I am delighted with that. I've told the anecdote before why I know that song very well. I'm going to tell it again in a minute for any new listeners, but let's have a listen to that song first.
You are like a sunset behind a mountain. Somewhere, and when I cannot see you, I know you're still there. Because my heart is yours, I'll never leave you, though we are.
Yeah, very impressed you managed to get that one. All 4 points. Can we hear the anecdote, though? Because it's been over 2 years since I've last heard it, and I must hear it again.
I was going to say, you've clearly forgotten about it. That song, very special to me, because back in 2010, when I was at high school, I wrote the lyrics to that song in the Valentine's Day card that I gave to my first ever girlfriend and claimed that I'd come up with the passage myself.
And the rumours state that you've never shown affection in any way better than that ever since.
I am, of course, getting married later this year, and maybe I should use the lyrics of that song in the vows.
See if you can sneak them in. I do wonder, actually, if you did have to choose a Eurovision song and squeeze some lyrics into your wedding vows, which song and which lyrics would you choose?
There we go, that's it. Maybe we go a bit more mainstream than that. Which Eurovision song did you play at your wedding? That's what we want to hear. At Eurotrip Podcast, Twitter and Instagram. Get in touch on the email as well, hello@eurotrippodcast.com. What Eurovision song did you play at your wedding? Because I do have a story about that. And obviously I've not got married, it was at someone else's wedding. And I'll tell you about that next week.
Any Eurovision and wedding related stories, get in touch. We'd love to hear them. Remind us of the scores. You closed the gap. You got 4 points. So that means you now lead by...
I didn't close the gap, mate. I extended the gap. It is now
extend 5 points.
5 points clear. It's now Rob 16, James 11.
Wonderful stuff. I will attempt to close the gap in Prague Airport next week. Which is when, I was going to say, when we'll next join you. We will be back with you at some point. Before then, definitely for the first episode of 7 of Melfest Monday. That will be in your podcast feed. First thing on Monday morning, we'll be chatting all things Melfest, as we mentioned before. And at some point, maybe on Sunday, or maybe you're going to get 2 episodes on the Monday, we will be previewing ESCZ, Czech Republic's national selection for the Eurovision Song Contest this year.
Live from Prague.
Live from Prague, you can tune in. We will be there interviewing the artists on your screen. Make sure you tune in. It's going to be available on the official Eurovision YouTube channel at 8 p.m. UK time, 9 p.m. Central European time. So make sure you tune in and let us know what you think. Maybe we'll be rubbish. You can let us know.
Don't know. We don't want that. We don't want hate. We don't want hate messages. Don't do that. But yeah, do let us know if you're tuning in on Monday, of course. We'd love to get your messages. Maybe while you're watching along, do make sure you're at us on Twitter and Instagram. And also keep across our Instagram and TikTok as well, because we will do our best, if we have the time, to bring you some behind-the-scenes coverage from Prague when we're there as well.
Absolutely. So, until we speak to you again, either on your TV screens or in your podcast feeds, make sure you keep in touch with us. We are at Eurotrip Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and now TikTok, of course. You can email us hello@eurotrippodcast.com, and you can read all of our exclusive stories on eurotrippodcast.com. And make sure you subscribe, leave us a review, and rate us 5 stars. From me, James, it is goodbye.
And from me, Rob, it is goodbye.
This is the part where we play the news bed and the point of the episode where I notice I've not written any news.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.